Welcome, Viking fans. Got another great edition of 96 Questions for you. We're going to find out today who is the biggest diva and the most annoying. If you had to pick one teammate that acts the most like a diva, who would it be?
Ooh, one teammate who act like a diva? Cordero Patterson, hands down.
Why Cordero?
Man, he flash. He flashy. He always looking at himself in the mirror. You look at his, look how he go out on the field. He have on different color socks. He always like that, man. CP is definitely flashy, and he definitely is a diva.
If you had to pick one teammate that would make the biggest diva, who would it be?
You.
Me? No, I don't think you understood the question.
Cap.
Captain Munro. Why captain?
Always hissy. Always short man syndrome, basically. Always trying to argue, fight, prove a point. It's everything.
Speaking of divas, we come over to interview Anthony Barr. And what is this? We've got a sweater folded up, underwear folded up, a shirt folded up. I mean, yeah, you got rhinestones on there. I mean, then you come over here and he's got his phone straight, another phone straight, Apple Watch laid out. I mean, what is this? They talk about Cap laying his stuff out, and look at Diggs. He's got all his stuff laid out. Stephon Diggs, undercover diva. If you had to pick one teammate that was the biggest diva, who would it be?
I'll have to say Antone Exum.
Antone Exum. I am Swag, who hasn't been on in a while. Why Antone?
Well, he paints his finger and toenails, so I think that qualifies as pretty diva-ish.
The two biggest answers have been Captain and Flash, CP.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. They're up there, but I mean, once you...
But neither one of them paint their nail.
Physically place paint onto a nail, all 20 nails to be exact, that's grounds for diva. Divaism. Diva, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure we'll get something fired back at us for saying Antone, don't get mad at me. I'm just asking the questions. If you had to pick one teammate on the team that would make the biggest diva, who would it be?
The biggest diva? If there was like one person, it's in a close race with John Sullivan. Oh, he's a
diva. We haven't had him yet.
Oh, he's a diva. Oh, my gosh. John Sullivan and Cordell Patterson.
We've had a lot of Cordell Patterson.
Cordell Patterson, for sure. They're like neck to neck.
Which teammate in the locker room is the most annoying?
Most annoying teammate? Who? I'm going to go with Anthony Harris, 41. Because he mocks my laugh and everything, so he's kind of get annoying with that, but he's a good dude.
How does your laugh go?
I got to laugh to do it.
I'm sorry. If you had to pick one guy on the... Who's the biggest diva on the team?
Ooh. Can I give my usual answer?
Absolutely.
Stephon Diggs.
But you know, you are the first person besides me to say Diggs because I went over to Diggs' locker and he's got all his clothes folded up, sitting by his chair.
Yeah.
Okay, he's got rhinestones and all that stuff. Then he's also got his two phones and his Apple Watch side by side by side.
Dude, look at my locker. Straight savage. Straight savage. I like it to feel like I'm in a jungle, you know? Just wow. Like, that's how I am, you know? But not them. They pretty boy. Look at CP lock. Look at Cordero lock. We just talking about how much of a diva here. Now look at my lock. Straight savage. Proof is in the pudding.
Well, guys, I hope you enjoyed that thrilling 96 questions there. As for me, biggest diva, I feel like it's pretty much out there. It's got to be Cordero Patterson. Love you, Cordero, but you're quite the diva. And as far as most annoying, if I was any of these guys, I would probably pick myself. I tend to be rambunctious and loud as soon as we come in the morning. So,